Do-do-do-do-do, scary time.
Do you like scary movies?
That's pretty good.
Thank you. Didn't even need an app for that.
It's that wonderful time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the
That's Christmas, and a lot of people claim that, but I find Christmas to be way more terrifying than Halloween.
So welcome back, guys. Pete here.
Ben, Brian.
Neil.
Neil. Neil's holding back giggles.
No, he's fine.
Okay.
He's not holding back.
Not holding back. Three dads, minus an Irish dad.
Aye.
Yeah, sorry, Dave. But tonight, what are we watching, guys?
We're watching Scream by Wes Craven.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we also have some of that.
Yes, we do. Every week. So we are going to ask ourselves, what three questions, Neil?
We're going to ask ourselves.
It doesn't get old.
Does the movie hold up?
Yeah!
Should we let our kids watch it?
No.
No, that's
number three. I'm even giving you hand gestures.
Remade.
Yeah.
Rebooted.
Ooh. That's gonna be a tough one for tonight because there are like five sequels, a TV show, a reboot coming.
We already know the answer. Yeah.
They're parodies.
But should it? That's the,
should
it? Yeah.
Be rebooted, remade, remodeled, retooled,
or removed from the earth,
or removed, recycled. All of those things are on the table, and. Finally, should we do what to our children?
Have our kids watch it as a reward or a punishment.
Yes. Perfect. Well done, Neil.
All right.
Bourbon.
Every time gets a little bit better.
That's why I can't remember anything. It's the bourbon and the ice cream.
It's like brain bleach.
Oh, man, that's awesome. So, what do you remember, Brian?
Well.
Let me guess. You probably know all of it.
I'm very familiar with this movie. I saw it, so in 96, I was 14 years old, and I saw it in theaters, and I was very excited. What I liked about it was that it was a slasher movie, but it really kind of takes all the tropes from Friday the 13th and like Halloween and kind of makes them scary again. Like Wes Craven wanted to take all of the old ideas and reintroduce them with his own twist and his own flair. And I thought it was really successful. So I remember watching it being like really freaked out from some jump scares and surprised and just tension. It was good.
Are you telling me that, never mind, I forgot.
Are you gonna talk about how Friday the 13th was not very scary and that?
No, I'm just saying that there's tropes in this movie.
Well, he takes the tropes that you would see in a lot of the 80s horror movies and then kind of like pokes a little fun at them by like fooling you with it.
An homage.
Yeah.
So to speak.
So it's almost like a meta movie where like we're watching a slasher movie, but it's with the knowledge that the person who created it knows what we know and is going to use what we know against us.
So nudge, nudge, wink, wink, know what I mean.
Yes.
But not really, surprise!
Yeah, and Ghostface is a creepy bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But see, then my memory of it also is that this was like the cool date movie when it came out. Like, do you know the girl that wants to see it with you, and can you get into the theater? Because it was rated R, and some people had to, you know.
Oh, NC-17. Yeah,
it was rated R, but like, and they were checking. So, and this was really the first like scary horror type movie where we wanted to see it in the theaters. Everything else was a VHS tape, a throwback.
You young pups, you.
Well, horror movies have kind of been dead for a while.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. In the last 10 years, like, The Ring was probably the first time I saw The Ring in the theaters, that first time. Because, like, every time I saw it after that, it was, this is dumb.
Well, I think you're right there, Neil. Like, we had horror movies, but they were either the sequels of, like, Jason or, like, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Leprechaun.
Like, they were not anything particularly...
Hellraiser.
Great. Even Hellraiser.
Points for a lot of...
were all straight to video by that point.
Yeah, they were low points, and they were kind of played out. They were sort of... kind of parodies of themselves sometimes.
Right. Well, by that point, you're right. Like, because Freddy Krueger had already, like, started where he was now a joke. Like, he would come on and be like, what crazy one-liners is Freddy going to say? And then we get excited when he murders people. You know, it was no longer scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were kind of, you were watching it for the meta thing, which was so brilliant about this movie because it made the meta part of the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it really updated all of the horror movies in the ways they needed to be updated, and it was great.
And then, of course, what ended up happening is we got a lot of copycats. We got I Know What You Did Last Summer. We got parodies of Scream. Even sequels after Scream began to make jokes about the fact that it's a sequel to Scream.
Yeah, didn't they do like 4 or 5 scary movies?
Oh, yeah, there were so many scary movies. But yeah. I think there was even one, like one of the more recent Screams was literally they had made a movie about the events of this movie and now people were watching the events of that movie unfold as new murders are occurring because of the movie about the movie we're about to watch.
Wow, that's dumb.
Right? So, but that's how infectious this movie was into the zeitgeist of the horror genre. Those are big words. So I'm very excited. I'm excited. I like Scream.
Yeah, yeah. So I remember it being a date movie, but it was like there were really funny parts. It was very entertaining, but then it could just kind of turn on a dime, and then the tension would just go through the roof, and you were really kind of into it.
And had Matthew Lillard, who was at the time like a go-to comedy relief guy.
Yeah,
he was absolutely in the great movie Hackers, mm-hmm, and Scooby-Doo 2, Without a Paddle.
Yeah. And it had Skeet Ulrich, the poor man's Johnny Depp.
Whoa, Skeet. He even kind of looked like Johnny Depp in this movie. Whatever happened to Skeet Ulrich?
Wow.
With the name Skeet. Was that his real name or was that his street name? Was that Skeet's street name?
Yeah, Lil Jon.
Oh, no. You know when that movie, like when that song came out, he was like, well, I'm done. My career's done.
His mom hung her head. What have I done?
I don't really remember too much aside from what you guys are now reminding me about.
Did you see this movie?
I did see this movie in the theater.
Oh, okay.
I'm not completely averse to watching an occasional...
Well, it seems like I think for you, the supernatural freaks you out a little bit more than like the slasher. Like when you know that it's a person, I feel like you're a little more...
No, I really didn't like Halloween. I thought the original Halloween scared the shit out of me.
And that's a scary movie.
But things like the Amityville Horror House freaked me out. Poltergeist originally freaked me out, but like, what's the possessed one?
Exorcist?
Thank you. Exorcist really freaked me out, the original.
You're not alone. You're in good company.
Yeah, that's
the Omen. The original Omen freaked me out. And Omen 2 actually also really freaked me out.
When he was a teenager?
Yeah, he was at the private school. He was like 11 years old. Like I didn't like
private that. School kids are freaky.
Well, there was that one scene in there where a kid got pushed and fell through the ice, and they were like trying to get at him, and the whole time he's just sitting there looking. It's like they're all playing hockey on pond hockey.
I think I saw that scene.
One kid got like pushed through the ice, and Damien's just sitting there looking at him like. Just kind of like that.
Yeah, whenever you start having chanting in a movie, it's always unnerving.
Like Dune.
Oh yeah.
Well, that yeah. I'm sure everybody's really thrilled to hear that on our podcast. So, yeah.
Let's go get some ice cream.
Again, I think this is going to be a winner. Like, I think it's going to be crisp. It's going to be, you know, classic. And it's only an hour and...
40 minutes.
40
hour
minutes.
40 minutes, yeah.
Tight.
Let's get into it. Guys, we'll be right back. I will let you know if I was actually scared or not.
Oh, that's going to have to be part of like our Halloween tradition is, was Pete scared?
Yes. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Will he scream? And we're back.
Wrong movie.
Who wants to say it? Hello, Sydney.
Hello. Sydney.
I was so disappointed to find out that it was an actor doing the ghost face voice and not a recorder you can get.
I'm definitely, disappointed.
But it was really cool, though. I did like that his voice sounded, like, charming in the beginning. Like, you know, where's your boyfriend? Are you all alone?
I thought we were talking nice.
And then he gets really mean. Don't hang up the phone on me.
Don't fucking hang up the phone on me. I'll cut your fucking...
Got you like a fish.
Yeah. So it was this really creepy dichotomy of like, ooh, like mysterious to like, ooh, creepy.
Yeah.
But also still mysterious.
Yeah.
That mysterium never goes away.
Well, you know what they say, a good voice really lets you go places.
Well, Drew Barrymore actually had a boyfriend and she was flirting with him pretty hard. Like,
That was her sin.
She dropped Stu like in like 2 seconds to go after Steve, so maybe she was a bit of the flirtatious type.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Welcome back, guys. That was fun.
High schoolers not being able to just stay monogamous.
So what was the bet before we went off into this? That I was going to be terrified?
We didn't say that. You said that you might be scared.
We're going to have a Pete scare meter.
Yeah, well, let's start with that. What was the Pete scare meter?
You're not talking into your microphone.
Well, I have it down by my bosom like you asked me to.
Yeah. There we go.
Is that better?
I can put it like in between the...
The pecs?
The pecs. Oh,
okay, I'm moving it down here. Does that sound better?
Oh, yeah. Baby.
I'll just pinch them.
Oh, that's... Okay, so...
Where were we?
You're built different.
The Pete scare meter. Yeah. I would say on... What's our scale here?
From Bambi to it.
Like a... A solid Phantom of the Opera.
Ooh.
Not scary.
Fair.
I was like, wait.
Great, fair.
Like, I don't know.
Like, wants to be mysterious and scary, but like, as I was watching it, more and more of it came back to me, and you start picking up on the cues, like the giveaways.
Yeah.
The side glances, and like, some of the little, the pieces of the puzzle, so to speak, you know, the little bits.
Well, so then it begs the question, is this movie better to watch the first time when you don't know anything,
yes,
and much harder to rewatch?
100%, because once you go back to it, like, honestly, everything's kind of given away.
Yes.
Just about, like, maybe not that, you know, it was both Billy and Stu at the end.
Maybe, I think that's the like, best thing about this movie is the two killer idea.
But then it's like, oh, it's the prestige.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
How did he do it? Oh, right. That makes sense.
And all clicks. Though I did pick up in this time around that Jamie Kennedy was yelling about how to Jamie Lee Curtis, turn around, the killer's right behind you. You got to turn around, Jamie. You're in danger, Jamie.
And the killer's,
and
right, behind
the killer's right behind Jamie Kennedy. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
There were
yeah.
a lot of meta moments in the
there
movie.
There were a lot. That was one of... And I think you said it before we went into the movie, Neil. It's like, this was the movie that kind of made scary movies fun again. It wasn't just like slasher, but there was a little bit more cerebral tension building that was in it. There was definitely some really good tension bits in there.
Oh, absolutely. There was even the scene in there where they're watching the old slasher movies from the 80s,
right.
And then, you know, they're like cheering and like, yeah, get him, kill him, and all that. You know, it's fun. They're laughing at it, basically.
Exactly.
And this movie dares you. It's like, I dare you to laugh at me because I'm gonna get, I'll get you.
Slip a rib.
Yeah. Now, given that, it really wasn't scary, but there was like tension that built up to a pretty good level toward the end.
Yeah, 100%. So let's. Are we
two cents synopsis?
Okay. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right.
Into your
microphone. All right. I'm going to try to talk into my microphone.
Even though they're new, you still do have to aim at them.
Well, I thought the whole point was I could be comfortable and not have to stare at my chest the whole time.
See, now it's not aimed. There you go.
Okay.
They're perfect.
Yeah. No, this is totally natural and comfortable.
It's how you usually.
All right. Good. Now that I'm in, and I've got my chin tucked to my clavicle.
Just don't move.
Yeah. Two-cent synopsis of Scream. As told by no one with a chin. All right.
Can I borrow your camera for this?
You should take a picture. Okay, so Scream. Sydney is a young woman dealing with the loss of her mother, a jaded, horny boyfriend, a dad who's distant, and being the punchline of every joke at the school thanks to the tragedy that she dealt with. First sentence. Second sentence. Now she has to stop a crazy killer from killing all of her friends, herself, her dad, Dewey, Gail, and other random people in the town, all while coming to grips with her sexuality.
Fair. Fair. Definitely fair.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
This movie was very shallow.
Not in the deep end.
Yeah.
I will try going next. I'll try.
It's not a very big world. Woodboro.
In a small town where the only hot girl in town's mom was a total slut and
banged every high school senior in town, who then turned around and killed her because she was boinking the wrong kid, and then they framed him. And then the next year, they decided to go ahead and kill the girlfriend. I'm getting confused. Everyone dies. There's no motive.
Motive is coincidental.
Yeah.
Not my best
peer
work,
pressure.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was actually one of my favorite lines in the movie.
Matthew Lillard had like the best lines.
You're pointing that the wrong way.
I don't know where to point
it. You have to point it at your mouth.
Well, but my boobs are not under my mouth as a rule.
Right there. There you go. Right at your mouth.
I'm glad we have like these lapel pins that I have to hold.
We're professional. I'm so sorry. I'm trying. They were on sale.
Well, the only thing that made the whole love triangle thing a little difficult was that it was very complex what these killers were trying to attempt with, okay, so we're going to kill the mom, frame the lover, then later on, a year from now, we'll frame the dad. But first, we're going to murder some random people, you know, really spread the love.
Yeah, like, this was a long con, kind of.
And you just don't get that kind of commitment from 17-year-olds.
Well, and Ghostface was a 17-year-old killer.
Which explains why he took a lot of pratfalls.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Pretty much everyone has a chance to, like, kick him in the nuts. And I think they did once.
Well, they did make
more
that
comment. More than once. Took a beer bottle to the crotch.
Beer bottle, right. Door. He did a full-on somersault on stairs. Which would kill anybody in this room now because we're all messed up.
I think about going faster than a walking pace and my ankles break.
All right. The
worst.
Neil,
your turn.
Scream. Horror. It's not a horror movie. It's a whodunit. Sydney's mom done it with a lot of people.
Wow. Yoinks. Well,
you know what, though? He's not wrong.
I mean, we are to take that Sydney's mom, in a span of a year, was breaking up Skeet Ulrich's parents and then was sleeping with Cotton Worry.
She just couldn't keep it in her pants.
Well, I mean, you know, shows all sorts of motivation.
Woman has needs. And honestly, to be fair, the husband was a bit distant. I'm not going to...
Yeah, he didn't show up for the entire movie.
Like, I'm just saying.
Though, on the other hand, though, we can't really... We have an unreliable narrator. We only have, like, Skeet Ulrich thinking that it was her that broke up his parents. Like, we have hearsay. We really don't know 100% that Sydney's mom was boinking everyone.
Okay. We have enough.
But
we have some pretty good circumstantial evidence.
Does Cotton come back in any of the later movies?
Yes, in the sequel.
Okay.
Yeah. He writes a book.
I don't think I ever... He does? Yeah. I'm not sure I ever saw any of the sequels.
I don't think I've ever seen any of
the second. I remember the second one fairly well. Like, the second one is...
I must have. I
don't spoiler, remember. Ghostface comes back, but now they're all in college.
College. But wait... Which ones come back? So.
No, they're dead. Matthew Lillard. No,
I know they're dead.
Super dead.
I know. So, who's the killer in the second one?
Well, I mean, what if we do that movie?
We're not gonna
do that movie. So in the second one,
just tell us.
It's like a random like film dude, but the real like kicker is that it's Skeet Ulrich's mom.
Oh.
She comes back because she's super pissed that someone killed her baby.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, and it was the mother, which is very classic.
Friday the 13th.
There it is.
Yeah, Mrs. Voorhees.
Definitely Mrs. Voorhees moment.
And I think they introduced that, maybe it was this one or the third one, that like Ghostface was wearing a bulletproof vest, so all of a sudden like he's now bulletproof. They started getting a little convoluted with each iteration.
I wonder who the killer is going to be in the new one that hasn't come out yet.
So that's an interesting thought.
So in the preview, it was like there's a connection to all of them that have been in all of the movies back to the original thing. So
yeah,
it's Henry Winkler's granddaughter.
I'm hoping it's David Arquette. Dewey, who's finally had enough.
Wait, didn't Dewey die?
No.
No, he was on the stretcher being put in the ambulance at the end. They're like, you're going to be a hero, Dewey.
Oh,
and he and Gail Weathers end up together. Died. Yeah, no, his sister's dead.
Big. Oh yeah, the garage.
Rose McGowan.
Yeah. Super dead.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yes. There were some fatalities.
Yeah, there were a few people that didn't make it out of this one. So, question one. Did this movie hold up for you guys? It's like almost.
I think it held up a little less well than the first time I saw it, but it was still very fun.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. Like, I think it holds up, but like, if you, once you know, like, oh, they're the killers, you start seeing, yeah, it's fun to go back and be like, oh, that's how they did that, and oh. But I also noticed some serious red flags that should have been really prominent right from the get-go, particularly with Skeet Ulrich, who's a Billy, where, you know, she's like, I'm really sorry I framed you for murder. It's like, well, you know, I had a really rough night, Sydney. You know, well, yeah, the murderer tried to kill me again, and I was in jail because you don't trust me, and you don't want to sleep with me, and now I've been in jail, my fingers are dirty, and I've got blue balls. Like, how dare you?
Yeah.
My hands are blue, so something else.
he had no redeeming qualities at all.
No.
None.
Like, all... Like
the worst jilted lover, horny teenager.
Yes.
He's a huge... And the whole time, all he talks about is horror movies. It's like, yeah, it's totally like what happened in this movie. Or it's like what happened in that movie. Anyways, are we going to have sex or not? Like, I'm really tired of having to wait for you. Well, my mom died last year. Ugh, back to your mom again. Jeez.
Yeah, worst boyfriend of all time.
Worst Pretty terrible.
Boyfriend of all time.
We should have seen it right from the beginning, like, oh, he's the killer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually, when you go back and watch it, you're like, oh, yeah, you are disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Matthew Lillard was a surprise.
Well, yeah, so the reveal at the end that it was the two of them working as a team, that was a cool surprise, actually.
I like how there was a moment where it looked like they were going to start killing each other, though, like where they're doing the stabbing.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like they were almost ready to kill each other.
Yeah.
I kind of like they added that.
I think Billy did kill...
Oh, he yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he was...
Lillard.
I think you're right.
He was definitely going to be like, yeah, we're both going to survive, Stu. Totally. Yeah.
Feeling a little woozy, man.
A little woozy, man, because you're bleeding out.
Yeah.
It's getting really cold. Anyone else cold?
Yeah. This movie almost held up for me. I was like 95%. It was the same thing that I was talking about before with The Ring. Where once you saw, I saw it in the theaters, I was terrified for exactly 1 week. Like, who knows, maybe. Mm-hmm. I saw it on opening night. That was, like, totally creepy. And this was, you know, once you go through it, you're like, it's just like, you know, a haunted house or something. It's the jump scares get you the first time through, but then the second time, you're like, oh, that's not really a monster. That's just a broom with a jacket on it that's trying to stab me.
You have some weird brooms, dude. But you're right. Like, then there are other things, like, about this movie that, like, you start seeing a little bit, like, oh, Dewey's a really shitty cop. These are shitty cops. And...
Like, oh, the 90s was a great time.
How is any of this so happening? I particularly liked when Dewey decides he's going to bring Gale to the house party, you know, where all the underage kids are drinking, doing weed.
Yep.
You know, just letting off steam after a curfew's been installed because there have been brutal murders.
Yeah. Even the principal got brutally murdered, which they find out during the party, and all the kids' reaction is...
Yeah.
Yay!
They're psychopaths. They want to go, like, school. Stomp on his grave immediately.
Of kids that are psychotic.
Yeah.
That they're like, oh my god, this principal who... Like, don't get me wrong. I was more or less ambivalent about my high school principal, but if, like, he died, I would have been like, oh shit, that kind of sucks.
Well, what if that's supposed to be, if, like, the real meaning behind this is that it's supposed to be that the youth of America is pretty jaded and fucked up. Like, you know, a brutal murder happens and everyone's goofing around in the halls wearing, like, the same mask as the killer. Everyone's, like, making jokes about it.
It's like you read a cracked article.
Someone else died and then, like, you know, all of a sudden everybody else is like, oh, well, I guess we get school off. Woo! Like, it's all
Hooray. Pretty
messed up. Like, the youth of America is messed up.
It is.
So, question two. Would you want to see this movie rebooted?
Well, I guess they're not rebooting it for the...
Right, but...
This is another sequel.
Very specifically, this movie rebooted.
I mean,
be very hard to do now.
The phone problem.
Well, I think that with the movie that's coming out,
they try to do like a voice changer with an app, and then they'd get like in the middle of the voice changer some stupid ad that would pop up in the middle of the app.
Would really ruin it.
Although that might be a nice little twist to it.
I think. Well, I mean, we're going to see this like in the upcoming movie. They do talk about like smartphones and like houses that are now like automated with smartphone apps. So I think they're working on updating it, because I like the Ghostface killer. I like that he is like this creepy boogeyman that, you know, violently comes out of nowhere, brutally stabs someone, and then just disappears into the shadows and you have no idea who it is. Mm. I like the concept. I think you can keep with the concept forever and ever. But a direct reboot of this might be
a hard sell.
Yeah.
I don't think it's needed. Yeah.
No, it's not. I agree. It'd be very hard to recreate in a modern setting what this story would start as. You know, the storyline of like the girl whose mom was brutally murdered the year before, like you could probably keep some of the skeleton of it, of the story.
Yeah, you need something else. Like, but,
and at this, you know, and to have some sort of like, what's going to be the big twist reveal? It can't be Stu and Billy working together. It's got to be a different twist. It's got to be something that's like...
Well, I think that was the problem with the following sequels, was that they kept adding twists, but like there's only so many twists you can add. Like, right. It was the librarian the whole time.
Yeah.
It would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for you and them kids.
Yeah.
Like, what if like the twist is that there is no killer and it's just like all in Sydney's head? And she's just constantly thinking that like something's stalking her.
Or like a Jacob's Ladder, she's like on the verge of dying. And way back in that first year when her mom was brutally murdered, she was actually murdered in that room too, and she imagined the whole thing. And it's all just like a Jacob's Ladder moment right before she dies.
Oh. I mean, that's an option. That could be a choice. That could be a direction it goes.
Did you see Jacob's Ladder?
No, but it's been referenced. I got the gist.
Have you? Yeah.
I think
yeah,
spoilers.
It's like, also like the first season of Dexter.
Oh, Dexter.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, that could be an interesting premise. We watched all from the like perspective of the killer. So it was just constantly first person, like through a mask, as you spend like the first half hour hiding in a closet, then you chase down someone, and then so you're in the woods, there's a lot of heavy breathing.
Damn it, my app is broken. Hello, Sydney.
Or like you put on the wrong thing and it's now like on the Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Is this my voice? Is this my voice?
This is how I sound now as I mean it's you.
You're like Minion's voice.
Yeah. Yeah, Yzma. She gets turned into the kitten.
Oh man!
So I, you know, we'll see. I'm excited for the new one coming out. Like I think that I'll be enjoying seeing how Ghostface ends up reemerging.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, very worthy of a continuation movie, which we're gonna get.
All right. So then, would we show this to the children's?
Weirdly, yes. I think 13, 14 years old, high school, because at some point, there will be a period of time when they get into scary movies, right? And they're going to want to watch a whole bunch of different ones. And they're like, oh, what was scary when you were a kid? And I would say the first time watching this movie for a kid would be pretty creepy. Again, it's the first time effect. I think that would still carry over for kids today.
Yeah, I think you're right there.
And so like, oh, Dad, what was a scary movie when you were a kid? I'm like, actually, the first time I saw Scream was pretty darn scary.
I think a high school party or a date movie in high school, like, this could be a lot of fun. I wouldn't discourage them from watching it, assuming it was like the right time.
It's pretty benign. There's no real sex scene, but they talk about sex in it, which for high school kids, like, yay, boobs.
Yeah,
there are no boobs. Like, this is a rated R movie where it's all purely violent.
True.
The good old days.
Which means up another thing. I would like a Mythbusters or something along those lines to see about, like, could you... Because one of the creepy things is Ghostface shows up in all these public places and just sort of phantoms around, right? Like, he's in the supermarket and you see his reflection. Like, he's in the bushes. Could you actually have somebody dress up as Ghostface and...
do that, like actually stalk a person in a semi-public place and have
in
it work.
Today's world of cameras everywhere would be much more difficult in 1996, possibly.
Well, but here's the thing, though, is that there are cameras everywhere, but who's watching?
Yeah.
Everything's recorded, but you would just see a creepy guy. Like, so it'd be one of those...
No, but you might see him on the, like, watching it again. You see Stu take off his mask and come around the corner and be like, hey, or like when Billy jumps.
Right, but they only do that really outside her house. Mm-hmm. So, but I would like to know, like, I would like a little study. Now, there is the famous study where it's a bunch of people playing basketball. And people are told, okay, these two teams are passing a ball around. Count how many times the ball's being passed. Have you guys seen this video?
No, I haven't.
It's famous because you go and you watch it and you count.
There's lots of people.
And you watch the ball be passed back and forth between the players. And at the end, the proctor says, okay, you know, can anyone tell me about the gorilla? And everybody goes, what are you talking about? And you go back and watch it. And while you were counting the passes, as the passing ball around, a man in a gorilla costume slowly walks through the players, stops, and then continues walking off screen. And no one ever notices because they're too busy watching the ball bounce around. So you, yeah. I see a way where you could have Ghostface show up somewhere and have a lot of people miss it because they're all focused on something else.
Yeah.
And I would like to see that kind of brought in to a horror movie.
If they would do like a ghost face similar to like V for Vendetta, where everyone's wearing a ghost face mask, it's like a ghost face party.
Ooh, they did that. They did that. It was like Scream 3 when they released the movie.
Or was it 4?
Either one. Like they released the movie and there's a whole theater full, because they gave out masks for everybody in the theater. Oh, so the whole theater is full of ghost face and this woman gets brutally murdered. Everyone thought it was a publicity stunt before the movie started. So she's sitting up there like screaming as like she's being stabbed. Everyone's like, oh, cool. Yeah, get her. And then,
wow, she's really dead, guys.
So that's what I mean. Like the movie's got so meta and that, it's going to be interesting to see how they are able to bring it back down to a more creepy level.
Okay. Very cool.
I also like this was Wes Craven. That's just cool. This looks like Wes Craven's biggest fan made it, but it was the man himself.
That's also true.
He's in his Freddy sweater.
He's in.
Yeah. That was a pretty cool one. Did you get that as a picture?
I might have gotten that as a picture. It's very quick.
It was very quick.
But I will say, I think he also did the same thing in Nightmare on Elm Street where he plays a janitor. Like, you know, they look outside, like they hear something like rattling and it's just a janitor. I think he was the janitor in Nightmare on Elm Street.
He just likes to be janitors.
Yeah, he likes to be background.
Every movie.
Yeah.
Did he do Maximum Overdrive?
No.
That was John Carpenter.
Wasn't that also directed by Stephen King?
Yes, it was.
Oof.
Yep.
Woof.
All the cocaine.
What a terrible movie. I keep forgetting how many bad movies we've seen, guys. What are we watching next week?
That is a very good question.
Oh, no. I know.
We had talked about it.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Nice. You know, Rick Moranis, Steve Martin, other people, John Candy.
We're really not watching any scary movies this month.
Should we do an actually... Neil, what would be an actual scary movie?
Ooh, an actual scary movie.
From you.
From my youth, though.
Yeah. Scary movie from your youth that you actually remember being fucking terrified watching.
Tootsie. Dustin Hoffman, man.
Ahead of his time, method actor.
Well, we were kind of touching on the classics coming into this. I mean, you know, like Exorcist and all that stuff.
The Shining, Exorcist, yeah.
Pumpkinhead.
Halloween, the original.
I don't know what the scariest movie I've ever seen would be, though. That's a good question. I might actually have to think on that.
Okay. So as it stands right now, we'll do Little Shop of Horrors. We'll just put that as a placeholder and maybe do it. And if we need to pull an audible for next week, we will.
Maybe it'll be one of those where everyone's expecting like a lighthearted, you know, campy movie. And then suddenly we'll be like, bam, Nightmare on Elm Street. What?
I think the original Nightmare on Elm Street
The Exorcist.
Was fucking terrifying. Yeah, Exorcist was really fucking terrifying.
We could do The Exorcist.
Oh my God, that's so
That's a slow burn. Like the first half of the movie is a little like, okay, cool, cool, and then it ramps up hard.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not sure I'm ready for that. We'll talk. It's not October anymore next week.
So you made it.
But see, like any good horror movie, it's when you think
comes
it's
back
all
for
over.
One last scare.
November 1st.
Read, 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 read.
Psycho was not scary. I never found the movie Psycho to be scary. That was one, when I saw it, I had to watch it in film class in college or something.
Right.
And I'm like, this is kind of, it's dumb. Oh, he's dressed up like his mom. Okay, I got it.
Well, I think it was, but I think that was the very first time there was a movie where you think everyone thought the killer was the mom. Everybody was so sure that it's the mom. Everyone's the mom. It's the mom. And then it's Norman Bates, like,
wearing a wig,
and his mom's like a mummified corpse. Yeah. Like, I think that's what really messed people up, is that they were expecting. Well, and that's, I think, a lot of this is that you expect A, everybody thinks A, and then suddenly it's B, and people are freaking out.
Yeah, that's fair. So, guys, thank you very much. Send us an email, dadsmovienight@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Send us a suggestion for a movie that we should watch. You check us out on the iTunes and the Google Play and the Spotify, and I think we can link these to Facebook now too directly.
Oh yeah, well, Facebook's a great way to reach us.
Yeah, and Brian will eventually answer emails.
I keep checking it, and we are definitely getting a lot of offers for credit cards.
Nice, my credit history's good.
Yeah. Is there anything? Have we not touched on anything? I feel like, again, this was a shallow movie, but. Was there anything? Well, Henry Winkler? Have we talked about Henry Winkler as the principal?
Briefly, but that was he went uncredited.
And he was menacing with those scissors.
Yes,
they kept going shing shing. Well, he was like putting them in the face of the students.
I did find actually his death sequence, you knew it was coming, right? But they did enough doors opening and checking to kind of throw you off. You're like, oh. Okay, fine. Oh, fuck, he's dead.
Which brings up another thing. I will appreciate this movie had everybody was a suspect right until they do the reveal of who they really are.
Yeah.
Like, you see Dewey, he suddenly shows up and is like, hey, Gail, I was thinking maybe we'd go check out this van out in the woods over there. I figured we'd walk. You're not scared, are you? I mean, I think at any point you'd be like, maybe he's the killer.
He's a little too dumb to pull it off. He's like a Kaiser Soze.
Really is just the worst.
Oops, oh, spoiler.
Guys, spoiler. Oh, he was definitely the worst cop ever, though. Like, he shows up eating ice cream. Hey, were you over there, like, you know, checking on things? Is he eating ice cream? Yeah, I was checking on things. Anyways, you know, what should we do now?
Really good ice cream.
Yeah.
Mustang
landscaping. Everyone calls him Dewey.
It's this whole town's way of not taking me seriously. No, I think you did that to yourself, Dewey.
Mom says you have to address me as a man of the law when I am wearing the badge.
He did have some good lines.
Oh, that's it for me. I don't really have, like, there weren't really any
character development.
But quotable lines, like, you know, it's the hello, Sydney, and do you want to play a scary game?
I'm feeling woozy.
Feeling woozy.
My mom and dad are going to be so mad at me.
Peer pressure. Like, it's all Lillard at the end.
Yeah, it's true. Lillard really brought it at the end.
It's pretty much, I don't really have much else. Like, I don't have any real complaints with the movie.
It was very popcorn.
I appreciate
Thanks, guys. We were entertained.
Thanks for making sure I didn't scream.
So that's what maybe that's what we got to come up with, something like super scary, but not tell you we're going to watch something super scary.
Oh, so then okay.
Then we get the jump scare.
It chapter one. Fuck.
Ooh, but would it be like It part one from the TV?
Oh, you want to do
Tim Curry?
That shower scene, man.
Hiya, Georgie.
Hiya, Georgie.
Oh yeah.
And that one, no.
We do Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Actually, you know what? When I was young and saw that, scared the crap out of me.
They were frightening clowns. They spent all their budget on those clowns.
Yes.
But not a good movie.
I mean, all I remember was being scared.
It's like very. It's got a cult nights. Following. Like every year, you can get merchandise. Like right now, you can go to Spirit Halloween, Dad's Movie Night, brought to you by Spirit Halloween, and they have Killer Clowns merch.
You have Killer Clowns merch.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Not buying it, but it was pretty cool. All right, let's put this one to bed, guys.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah. Bye.
Fun times.
Thanks for
hanging up now.
I do like scary movies.
No, you hang up first. Wait, are we doing it?
No. We do.
Like, that sexing is so terrible.
The sexing was terrible. But I do like every time that phone rang, it was definitely a little tension building.
By the time the end of the movie was coming, like, because the phone would just randomly ring a lot. And you never know if it was the killer or not. That was actually kind of.
Yeah, it was good. Wes Craven, he's good. Not for the Mangler, though. Mangler was not good.
Mangler? Oh, God. Not good.
Hills Have Eyes was good. Let's just name things that are good.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.